This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Tom.
Wow, Warren, you've put on some high heels and you moved yourself up.
Yeah, I've just, you know, when you sit on the yellow pages, it really lifts up. My New Year's resolution was to get a deeper voice and grow a lot more.
Well, I tell you what, that chest hair is coming along well. Let me tell you, you are growing up. So where is Warren? I think the poor bugger's been stuck at the Mexican-US border, bloody Trump.
Maybe.
Can't get him out over that bloody wall that he's trying to build.
Getting some tradie work.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Why don't we set Melbourne a challenge? If they can find Warren this morning, text in 0427 JOY949. That's 0427 569949. If you see Warren on the street somewhere.
Yeah, take photos. I mean, we don't mind. Yeah, sneaky things. We're happy. We need to know where he is.
Yes.
We're worried.
We're not sending out an alert to the police yet.
Oh, okay. There's no Amber Alert?
No.
He hasn't been kidnapped by an Uber?
No. Oh, maybe. Maybe he's just constantly riding an Uber listening to Joy. A question most young men have. Mm-hmm. Is often whether you're cut or uncut.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's why I like these jeans are really tight at the moment because usually you can tell.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about, of course, is vasectomies.
Oh, you mean cutting down?
Yeah. Well, what else would you be talking about?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the top.
Oh, the top.
Yeah.
Whether you're foreskin or against skin.
So what do you mean? So people... Young men,
so men in their 20s and 30s, so like us, are increasingly getting the snip to stay child-free.
Ah, so they're scared of getting someone
babies.
Pregnant.
Babies.
Having a baby.
Mm.
I mean, that's... Is that good or bad? Look, I suppose it's reversible.
Yep.
It's not the end. But at the end of the day, I mean, I remember having daughters and I remember going through this with my youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter heard her and her boyfriend say what doctor they could go to for her to get the pill without my permission.
Oh.
So I was like, whoa. So I sat them down with a list of all the things that can happen if you have unprotected sex.
Mm.
And I...
Number one on the list, baby.
Well, number one was the best of the worst thing was... A baby, all the way to... I made them look at pictures of people with genital warts and all these other things and explaining to them. So this is great, you can't have a baby, but aren't we all about safe sex in this day and age?
Yeah, it doesn't stop... having a vasectomy doesn't stop me from getting the STIs, the beautiful little creatures on your body.
And just like, you know, bad shoes, they're with you forever.
Yeah.
You know, like you're never going to get away with that.
Yeah, that's treatable, some of them, but they do stick around. Well, across the state, it's growing. It's the fastest growing age of vasectomy patients with 880 cases in 2017, up from 733 in 2015.
Because talking about this, when I'd first met Wayne 19 years ago and I had three children under 10 and we went to visit Wayne's mother and grandmother and auntie and I'd had a few drinks. You know when you first meet the family with your
class?
I was a bit nervous and I had a few drinks trying to be giggly, thinking I'm funny. She's going on about, oh, I'm so happy that, you know, Wayne's finally, you know, in a family with children. He, you know, he'd always wanted to be a dad. And I've turned around a bit tiddly to his grandmother and said, well, it's a shame he can't have children. She goes, what do you mean? I go, well, you must shoot blanks because otherwise I'd be pregnant by now, wouldn't I? Well, I just saw about 14 people go white. Wayne had come out the back door. I just thought, did he just say that to my grandmother? I thought I was hilarious.
Mm.
Let me tell you, it's taken them 9 years for them to even talk to me again.
A particular type of body type got a bit of craze in the past few years. It's a dad bod. Do you know what a dad bod is?
Well, correct, I do. I was going to... probably insult my husband then, but I won't.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll give you the Urban Dictionary definition. A guy who has kids and was once in shape and still has guns that can crush beer cans, but also with a belly that says, I drink those beers and I can eat six slices of pizza in one sitting.
That sounds like my husband.
Yeah, I like a dad, but I'm willing to say I'm a fan of a dad bod. Well, Chris Pratt, the actor from Guardians of the Galaxy, who slimmed down and swapped fat for muscle for the action role, is back with his dad bod.
Do you know, it must be so hard to keep up that training to be, you know, when they rip like that?
Yeah.
How do you not walk past Macca's at 11 o'clock at night and go, oh mate, I need a cheeseburger, you know, yeah.
See, I've been craving ice cream a lot. When it gets really warm, all I seem to eat is ice pearls or ice cream.
I've got an ice cream maker for Christmas and you can make alcoholic ice cream.
That sounds That's good.
I'll bring us some.
Probably a little bit too early.
Yeah.
So dad bods were made famous by the likes of much-loved celebrities Leo DiCaprio. He's not looking like he was in Titanic. He's not rocking a dad bod.
Isn't he like a skinny twink?
No, that's Leo of the 90s. Leo of the teens looks a bit different.
Oh, okay. I just think it's a skinny little thing.
And Vince Vaughn, he's got dad bod now.
He's always been dad bod, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, in the very early 90s, when he started his career, he was a bit of a skinny mini. Well, recent pictures have emerged of Mr. Pratt on holiday at Cabo San Lucas in Mexico with his new girlfriend, Catherine Schwarzenegger, with a dad bod. And people are rejoicing.
Is this like Arnie's?
Maybe.
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
We'll get Con to find out.
I'd be too scared to date Arnie Schwarzenegger's children, wouldn't you? You could break you in half.
Well,
he's like 108 now. I could.
Well, with the mix of dad bod and the mix of muscle, I think Chris Pratt could maybe take Arnie.
Well, good on you. Let's go. I'd take Arnie on as well.
Well, his ex-wife was Anna Faris, who is a comedian and an actress, was a bit of a fan of the dad bod, was a bit upset when he got buff for the film roles to do Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic Park. I've been doing some walking tours, leading people around, and I take my shoes off at the end of the day and I go, oi.
So you've been taking people on tours?
Yeah, so tours of Melbourne, St Kilda, a bar tour.
Oh, that's really nice. Do you know your way around? Are you a local boy?
I learn them my way around. Yes. I don't get lost and go, where are we?
I reckon.
Can anyone tell me how to get to the old Melbourne jail?
I thought I'd be doing my tour with Google Maps out. Just follow me. Yeah. Listen to what the lady says. Turn left at the next corner. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't do that. Well, a man has ended up in hospital with a severe fungal infection in his lungs caused by, what do you think? What do you think's caused that?
Well, if he's got a fungal infection, go to the doctor and get a cream. You can fix that up.
It's in his lungs.
Oh, it's in his lungs.
He's got a lung infection.
And how'd you get that?
Sniffing socks.
No way.
Sniffing socks. An unnamed man in China, which is pretty easy to do because I'm pretty sure there's about a billion people
in
China.
Well, if he's from China, his name's probably Chin.
Chin? Chin. We'll call him Chin. Would take a whiff every day at the end of work.
Of his
socks. That's how he gets his kids. Yeah, some people have a bevy. Some people.
This has moved from just picking up the socks, you know, when you get out of bed. You know, like you get out of bed and you got to put something on. You have a sniff of your clothes, don't you, to see if they smell okay?
That's before you wear them, though.
Yes. So not when you take them off.
If you take them off, I'm pretty sure you've worn them.
Yes. So, okay. So basically this is a creepy thing.
As he was changing into more comfortable clothing, he would take off his smelly socks and inhale the odour. As a result, he caught an infection from the fungus that had developed in his footwear from his sweaty feet and spread to his lungs, where he breathed in the spores. The man was admitted as an emergency case to the hospital in the city of, it's a Chinese city, where an X-ray confirmed him suffering a severe lung infection and he'd been kept in for treatment.
Well, you know, this is really, why are you smelling your socks? Look, I suppose I know what people do with their socks. I've brought up a teenage boy. And let me tell you, you don't go anywhere. The socks they're stiff. They don't move.
No.
I had a pair of tongs that I used to pick up his underwear with to put them inside the washing machine. I'm not putting my hands near those things. I put them through three rinse cycles and they'll be safe.
Well, people, again, I feel like we're hide and seek on Joy. It's not 9 p.m. on a Wednesday. But people with a foot fetish have been known for many years, although the fascination with socks is less unknown. Previously, a 21-year-old girl in America revealed that she had attracted a sock daddy. Yes, a sock daddy, who was prepared to pay large sums for her sweaty socks.
Are you serious? I can sell these things.
You can.
I've got a pair of invisible socks on under here with the girly ones, and I've been wearing these for a month and a half. I mean, I'd be get a fortune for them.
See, I'm bad. I sometimes have my espadrilles.
I don't know what an espadrille is.
Like a flat shoe.
Oh, okay.
With material around. It's I don't wear socks with them. But I can get away with it.
I used to wear no socks, but I can remember.
Like in a runner, that's too much.
Yeah. No, as well, like invisible socks.
Yeah.
You can wear socks and not invisible. But you know, what is it about, you know, men who smell when they're younger? And if you notice that, you know, you get to that certain age and we smell all right, and then you get old and you get stinky again. It's about men. Yeah.
It's a scent. It's a strong scent.
Please tell me I'm getting old if I start smelling like an old man. Please tell me.
No, we'll be like, oh, we just have all these air fresheners. We'll be selling Tom and Warren air fresheners and be like, oh, no, we just love having them all in the studio. It's got nothing to do with your pungent smell.
It'd be like what I used to tell my mother, I'm just burning Joss sticks. That's all I'm doing in my bedroom.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I believe. I'm not buying that. But I am. I think if we have branded those sticks that go into the perfume and smell nice, like vanilla.
Okay, I've seen them. They look like a waste of time, don't they? Look like a dust collector.
If they stop old man from smelling and young boys.
Yeah, but you're going to carry that around with you all day?
No, you just hope that they don't move around a lot.
Look, I used to work with a guy that had very bad BO, and it's a really hard conversation to bring up with somebody, isn't it? I mean, we used to leave him presents of, like, deodorant and links and things like that on his desk, but he never got the message.
It's like the friends that are like, oh, I'm trying a natural deodorant because I want to be nice and natural. I want to do that. Like, sweetie, it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, you want to try it?
I bought one of those natural crystal rocks. Yeah. I've put that in the sock and let me tell you, it's never come back out, hasn't it? Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.